Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. Week 16 wraps up with Monday Night Football at 8:15 Eastern with the New England Patriots hosting the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo is a 7-point favorite and the total is set at 46. The Bills are 4-0 since their bye and would be on an 8-game winning streak if it wasn't for the Hail Mary back in Week 10. Their last 5 wins have been by double digits and Josh Allen has been excellent with an 8-1 touchdown to interception ratio over his last 3 games while also scoring twice on the ground. Stephon Diggs leads the NFL in catches and is within 10 yards of DeAndre Hopkins for the receiving crown this year. Buffalo actually has little to play for this week besides trying to sweep the Patriots on the season. The Patriots actually haven't been horrible this season as they did defeat the Dolphins, Ravens, and Cardinals. There have been rumblings though that Jared Stidham could be replacing Cam Newton under center. Expect the temperature to be in the high 30s with less than 10 mile per hour winds. Now moving into DFS picks, we take a look at Andrew Laird's breakdown. Keep in mind that the Bills won the first matchup this season, 24-21, back in Week 8. At the quarterback position, Josh Allen has been one of the best this season, as his 38 total touchdowns are behind only Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Allen's worst game of the year actually came against the Patriots, though, when he completed 11 of 18 for 154 yards and no touchdowns. Do note, though, that he did at least rush for a score and 23 yards in that game. The Patriots have given up 3 rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks over the last 2 games, but it's not a complete cakewalk for Allen as the unit has been strong lately. The Patriots' D have allowed fewer than 210 passing yards in 4 straight games. On the other side, the Bills have allowed the 10th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Cam Newton wasn't great in the first game against the Bills this season, as he completed just 15 of 23 passes for 174 yards. Now we move into running backs. With Damian Harris questionable to play because of an ankle injury that held him out last week, Sony Michel could lead the backfield against the Bills defense that has held running backs to fewer than 100 yards in 4 of its last 6 games. With the possibility that the Patriots will be behind, James White theoretically makes sense because they might have to pass more, but that's been the case a lot this season and there's no real huge upside in the situation for any of the backs. On the Bills side though, Zach Moss was benched for most of Buffalo's Week 13 game after a botched handoff early in the game, but since then he's bounced back to take a team-high 13 carries in back-to-back games. Moss played each of the 3 snaps inside the 5-yard line, including 1 carry. Since returning from an injury in Week 6, the rookie has played 78% of Buffalo snaps inside the 5, tying Josh Allen with 5 carries. Note that Devin Singletary played 6 of 12 snaps on 3rd and medium situations. With the split situation, it makes rostering either very tough for cash games or low-entry GPPs. Now onto the wideouts, there isn't much optimism for the New England side past Jacoby Myers. Myers had 7 catches on 10 targets for 111 yards against the Dolphins last week. He leads New England in receptions and receiving yards, while Damir Bird leads them in targets and air yards. Number 3 wideout Harry hasn't been much better, with fewer than 4 catches in each of his last 4 games. As for the Bills, it's a much different situation as Stephon Diggs comes in with double-digit targets and at least 92 receiving yards in each of his last 3 games. Diggs had a serviceable 6 catches on 9 targets for 92 yards against the Patriots in Week 8, but expectations are higher now with Stephon Gilmore on IR. There's also Cole Beasley, who's had more than 100 yards in 3 of his last 5 games and double-digit targets in each of his past 3. Unfortunately for Beasley, though, is the fact that John Brown could be activated from the injured reserve. Brown last played in Week 10 because of an ankle injury and will now have until 4 p.m. Eastern to be activated off the IR. Brown was doing well before the injury, catching 8 of 11 targets for 99 yards in Week 9 against the Seahawks, and then 6 of 8 targets for 72 yards in Week 10 against Arizona. For the complete breakdown, check out Andrew Laird's Monday Night Football DFS Breakdown article on rotowire.com/pod. Now moving into NBA player news, Karl Anthony Towns is week to week with a dislocated wrist. It won't require surgery, but it figures that he'll miss at least a week or two. Pacers star Victor Oladipo was ruled out for Sunday's game against the Celtics as he's dealing with a right knee injury. Kevin Love was ruled out for yesterday's game as well against the Sixers. Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie did not return to Sunday's game against the Hornets after going to the locker room in the third quarter with a knee issue. Carmelo Anthony was ruled out of Monday's game against the Blazers due to NBA's health and safety protocols. Melo is coming off a 5-point, 1-rebound, 2-assist, 2-steal outing in 20 minutes off the bench in Saturday's game against Houston. Speaking of Portland, tomorrow's 5-game NBA slate wraps up with the Lakers hosting the Blazers at 10 p.m. Eastern. The 1-1 Blazers were dominated by the Jazz in their opener and were lucky to get an overtime win over the Rockets in their most recent game. That victory also wasn't that impressive as the Rockets were missing half their roster. Both Robert Covington and Derek Jones Jr. have been terrible in their first two games with Portland, but it's just a matter of time before these two defensive studs turn things around and become the players we all know and love. The Lakers, they start off the season with a disappointing loss to the Clippers, but they've really dominated since. In fact, they've won each of their last two games by at least 23 points apiece, obliterating the Dallas Mavericks and Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Davis sat out Sunday's game because of a calf issue, but there's some thought that he was sitting out to be ready here. These teams played three times last season, with Los Angeles winning 2 of 3. Strangely, the road team prevailed in all three meetings. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.